CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 21st of August 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Sponsoring young contesters, 8-year-old speaks to the ISS, British Inland Waterways on the air. The CDXC and the RSGB are pleased to announce their joint sponsorship of one of the youth teams of the World Radio Sport Team Championship. The championship is due to take place in Bologna, in Italy, in July 2023. In order to promote contest activity by young radio amateurs, the organising committee reserved 6 sites for young contesters: Jamie Williams, M0SDV, and Philip Springer, DK6SP, will form Youth Team 2 and will be the team jointly sponsored by CDXC and the RSGB. On Tuesday the 16th of August, BBC TV spoke to 8-year-old Isabella about her contact with a NASA astronaut on the International Space Station. On the 2nd, Isabella used her dad's call sign M0LMK to make a supervised contact with the ISS amateur radio station. Isabella, a member of the Hilderstone Radio Society, has been involved in several amateur radio events and is working towards her own amateur radio licence. BBC South East Today for the 16th of August is available on the iPlayer, and this interview is about 15 minutes into the show. British Inland Waterways on the Air takes place between the 27th and 29th of August. It's open to all amateurs who are boaters, cyclists, walkers and other users of canals, rivers, towpaths and riverbanks for work or recreation. Even lakes and reservoirs that are used for recreation classify as inland waterways. So there are many places for activating. Many clubs and individual amateurs on or near the UK inland waterways obtain a special event station call sign. Others operate mobile or portable using their own call signs. The primary bands will be 40 metres and 2 metres. If you'd like to register or obtain more details about the event, please visit nharg.org. Another popular event, Churches and Chapels on the Air, will take place on Saturday the 10th of September between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Stations will be operating mainly on 20, 40 and 80 metre bands, usually using SSB. If you'd like to register your special event station, please email John, G3XYF, at ghwresdell@gmail.com. The latest list of stations taking part will be found at wacrel.org. There's still time to get involved with the Oscar 100 Award. It aims to promote and foster the experimental activities and radio contacts by means of the geosynchronous satellite QO100. Participants need to contact as many stations in DXCC countries as possible via QO100 between 0001 UTC on the 1st of June to 2359 UTC on the 31st of December. The award is open to all radio amateurs operating from geographical locations under coverage of the satellite. Further details and award rules are available at arifidenza.it. Advance notice now, 6th Essex CW Boot Camp will take place on the 22nd of October. CW enthusiasts from around the country need to meet up for a day of fun on CW activities that include gaining confidence on the Morse key to improving your receiving skills. Early booking is essential as space is limited, so please email g0ibnfigure1@yahoo.com. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today, the 21st of August, the Rugby ATS Radio Rally will take place at Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe in Rugby, Charlie Victor 239PY. Doors open 10 a.m. and there'll be a car boot sale, but more at rugbyats.co.uk. Also today, the 21st, the Red Rose Rally will be held at St Joseph's Hall, Lee, WN72PJ, organised by the West Manchester Radio Club. There'll be free parking, a cafe, as well as trade, individual and club stands. There'll be a bring and buy as well. More information at wmrc.co.uk. Next Sunday, the 28th, the Milton Keynes ARS Rally will be held at the Irish Centre, Manor Fields, Watling Street, Bletchley, MK22HX. There is free on-site parking, catering and disabled facilities. £3 to get in and the doors open at 9 a.m. See mkars.org.uk for more information. The Torbay Annual Communications Fair takes place next Sunday, the 28th, at Newton Abbott Racecourse in Devon, TQ12 3AF. Doors open at 10 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 9:30 a.m. It is an indoor event with plenty of free parking on site. There will be a bring and buy as well as an RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. On Bank Holiday Monday the 29th, the HARS Annual Rally will be held at Ernulf Academy, St Neots, PE19 2SH. Gates open 9 a.m. Free car parking, bring and buy, as well as indoor and outdoor stalls. Catering is available on site. Talk in on 145.550 MHz using GX0HSR. More at hunts-hams.co.uk. Now for the special event news, Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB0FL at the 14 Locks Canal Centre in Newport on the 27th and 28th of August. It's part of the British Inland Waterways on the Air event. Visitors are welcome between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of Trinidad and Tobago's independence, 9Yankee60TT will be on the air from the 26th of August to the 2nd of September. The event will be multi-mode, multi-band and multi-operator, QSL via Logbook of the World. TM3GGR will be active until the 4th of September for the Golden Globe Race, the single-handed round-the-world sailing race that will start in France on the 4th of September. QSL via the Bureau to F6KUF or Director F5 Oscar Echo Victor. Now for DX News, JA0RQV expects to be active again as A35JP from Tonga, OC049, until the 24th of September. In his spare time, he'll operate CWSS BFT8 on 6 to 80 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS or via the Bureau to JA0RQV. Ed, ES2TT, will be active as call sign stroke 1 from Egna or Agna Island, EU149, on the 27th of August, and as ES2TT stroke 0 from Heuma, which is EU034, on the 3rd and 4th of September. He'll be operating CW and SSB on 40, 30 and 20 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, or via his home call, either direct or via the Bureau. Merrick will be active as FH4VVK in his spare time while stationed on Petite Terre, Mayotte, AF027, until the 1st of April 2004. QSL via EQSL or direct. See QRZ.com for further information. Contest news. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest takes place between 18:30 and 21:30 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the CQRTTY Ops WWRTTY contest has two sessions between the 26th and 28th of August. The first is 2200 UTC on the 26th to 1200 UTC on the 27th. Second is 1200 to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 28th. RTTY only on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. Where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and four-digit year of your first licence. The worldwide DigiDX contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 27th to 1200 UTC on the 28th of August, using FT4 and FT8 on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. Where contests are allowed, the exchange is your four-character locator. Next Sunday the 28th, UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contests runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by a G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, it looks as though the sun continued to be unsettled with an enhanced solar wind from coronal holes making itself felt here on Earth. A geomagnetic storm pushed the KP index to 6 for two consecutive 6-hour slots on the evening of the 17th, although it was quick to recover. However, it wasn't long before the KP index was up to 5 again on Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, the solar flux index climbed, peaking at 131, but then declined to 123 by Thursday. The first geomagnetic storm affected the ionosphere with critical frequencies dropping to just over 5 megs. This meant that DX was mainly closed to frequencies above 14 megs. The storm on Thursday the 18th saw an initial enhancement with MUFs over a 3,000 kilometre path hitting 21 megs. We have had a run of geomagnetic storms, which is par for the course as we ramp up with solar cycle 25. The bad news is that this is likely to continue. It does, however, mean that aurora watchers and auroral radio operators will get more opportunities as the year moves on. NOAA predicts that the solar index flux index will decline to the high 90s after starting the week at around 100. It does predict relatively settled geomagnetic conditions, but as we've said before, this it is likely to change at short notice thanks to solar flares and their associated coronal mass ejections, plus the effects of coronal holes. We may have seen the best of sporadic E this season, although there may be weak openings on 10 meters that are best captured via FT8 and other JT digital modes. Now, the VHF and up propagation, it's a changeover to rather unsettled weather with Atlantic systems bringing some occasional bands of rain or showers across the country and the possibility of some rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Later in the coming week, there are hints that a new high will build from the Atlantic to bring a return of some tropo conditions. This may leave conditions a bit flat on VHF until after midweek or a bit beyond, so it could be worth seeking out any late session sporadic activity in the meantime. Although E's have been rare lately, you might still find some glimmers of hope into the first week of September. In such fleeting events, you'll often find the digital modes can flag up a potential direction to explore, starting on 10 metres, then migrating up to 6 as an event develops. The solar activity has recently brought some auroral conditions, so remember to keep an eye on the KP index in case further auroras materialise. As well as using the traditional 10 metres or 6 metres and occasionally 2 metre bands for this, you'll often get a strong indication from even 80 metre signals sounding hollow and watery, and that's a cue to check for a VHF aurora. Meteor scatter is always a go-to mode if all else fails, especially in the early mornings when random meteors are at a peak. With high noon declination this week, we have long moon windows, but with apogee on Tuesday, path losses are at their highest for the lunar month. 144 meg sky noise is moderate and falling, but be aware that sun and moon are close to eclipse next Saturday morning, meaning high sun noise for a while. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.